Hey there, my owls and early birds alike. This is Jake Cotter, your friendly neighborhood sleep whisper, here with another dose of nightly calm. You know that feeling when you're tossing and turning in bed, staring at the ceiling like it holds all the answers to the universe? Yeah, we've all been there. And chances are, if you're feeling that familiar wave of frustration before drifting off, stress might be playing a bigger role than you think. That's right, folks, tonight we're diving deep into how stress wreaks havoc on our sleep and why calming those mental storms is crucial for catching some serious ZZZs. Now, I'm not talking about just the big, life-altering stresses, though those definitely deserve attention. We're talking about that everyday pressure cooker. Deadlines at work, traffic jams that feel like they lost an eternity, arguments with your roommate over who forgot to take out the trash, you know, the usual suspects. Here's the deal. Stress throws our bodies into high gear, triggering a cascade of hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. These are designed for fight or flight situations, not settling down for a good night's rest. Think about it, your heart races, your muscles tense up, and you can't seem to quiet that buzzing in your head. Not exactly the recipe for peaceful slumber, right? So, what can we do about it? Well, buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom bombs on you. 5 key takeaways that will help you untangle that stress knot and finally drift off into dreamland. First things first. Become aware of your stress triggers. Ever notice how certain situations or even thoughts send your anxiety level soaring? Maybe it's that pile of unread emails, a looming presentation, or even a news cycle spiraling out of control. Identifying these triggers is like taking the first step towards mastering the art of stress management. It allows you to proactively plan strategies to tackle them head-on before they become full-blown sleep saboteurs. Next up, find your chill zone. We all have different ways of unwinding. Maybe it's a hot bath with some calming essential oils, getting lost in a good book, or simply taking a walk in nature. The key is to discover what truly soothes your soul and make it a part of your nightly routine. Remember, your evening ritual should be sanctuary, a time to disconnect from the day's hustle and bustle and recharge for the night ahead. Now, let's talk about mindful movement. Ever notice how even gentle exercise can melt away stress? It's true. Getting your body moving helps release those pent-up tension muscles and clears your head. You don't have to run a marathon here, just a short walk, some stretching, or even a quick yoga session can do wonders. Speaking of clearing your head, let's not forget the power of meditation. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. Think of it as taking a mental timeout, a chance to quiet your inner chatter and focus on your breath. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing before bed can make a world of difference in calming your mind and preparing for sleep. And finally, let's talk tech detox. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone or laptop? Those blue lights are notorious for disrupting our natural sleep cycle. Aim to put away those screens at least an hour before bed. Read a book, listen to some relaxing music, or simply enjoy the quiet. Your body and mind will thank you for it. Okay, let's get real for a second. I remember this one time major deadline looming at work, my inbox overflowing, and I was basically running on caffeine and sheer willpower. Needless to say, sleep is nowhere in sight. I tried everything. Counting sheep, they looked really stressed. Deep breathing exercises, more like shallow panting. Even white noise, which just sounded like a flock of angry pigeons. Nothing worked. Finally, I decided to take a break from the chaos and went for a walk around my neighborhood. The fresh air, the rustling leaves, the sound of birds chirping, it was like magic. My mind started to quiet down, my body relaxed, and for the first time that day, I felt truly calm. That night, I slept like a baby. So, remember folks, stress management isn't just about feeling good, it's about investing in your well-being. A good night's sleep is the foundation for a productive and fulfilling day. And trust me, when you're well-rested, even those pesky deadlines don't seem so daunting. Tonight, I want you to go to bed feeling like you conquered the day, not just survived it. So take some time for yourself before you drift off, prioritize those stress-busting activities we talked about, and get ready for a restful night's sleep. And that's it for tonight, folks. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm, where we'll be tackling the art of crafting the perfect bedtime routine. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.